Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We so appreciate your holding this hearing, and Senator Cornyn and I are not here because we think we need to guard Karen Hughes from you, but because we want you to know how much we both support her. Before I start, I do want to ask that a statement for the nomination of Kristen Silverberg be put in the record for later use.
It'll be put in the record in the proper position.
I will try not to repeat anything you have said about Karen Hughes's biography, but I do want to say a couple of things. First, I want to welcome her husband, Jerry, who has been a wonderful support and friend of hers, who is with her here today.
Do you identify yourself, sir? Oh, great, great. Thank you.
One who likes not to be identified, Mr. Chairman. And all, I do want to also put in the record that although it was erroneously written in a book about the administration that Karen Hughes did not graduate from college, she was in fact a Phi Beta Kappa graduate of SMU. I first knew of Karen Hughes when we were both television news reporters, she in Dallas and I was in Houston, and it was a time when there were no other women news reporters in Texas, so we knew of each other back in the early 70s. But since that time, she has done many things in communications, really starting with helping Governor George Bush win his election and serve so well our state, and then go on to become President of the United States with her help and her great wisdom. Her judgment and discretion are legendary, and so is her close relationship to the President. And I think that is one of the key factors here, that the President is putting people in the State Department in whom he has the utmost confidence, and particularly at a time when we need a message to the world that is coordinated and clear and one that shows what America really is. And I think there are many misimpressions of America, and I can think of no better person in the world than Karen Hughes to correct misimpressions and to show what our president and what our country really are. I also want to mention Kristen Silverberg, another Texan who has been nominated to serve as Assistant Secretary of State. She is also going to be a key player in the State Department and one on whom I know Karen Hughes will depend. I can't stress enough how much I think of Karen Hughes on a personal basis, because I have known her for so long, and we have done so many things together in Texas. There is no one more qualified for this office, no one who will do better for our country than Karen Hughes could, and I am so pleased that she has chosen to come back to Washington now that her son has graduated from high school and she feels that she can, to add to what we can do in the State Department in the last part of this president's second term. And I want to also mention that I think Josette Shiner is going to be a great addition to the State Department. And Dina Habib Powell, who is also here today, who is already an Assistant Secretary of State, along with Condoleezza Rice, is going to really shape the message of our nation that we are a country open and free and wishing that status for every person in the world. I really can't stress enough how much I want Karen Hughes to be confirmed on an expedited basis so that she can jump in at the State Department and do the great job that she has done in everything she has pursued. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you very, very much, Senator Hutchinson. I would just add for the record, Senator Hutchinson on her own has been busy bringing news people to visit with senators. And she has regular coffees and journalists of all persuasions have been exposed to her colleagues, and we are grateful for that service. She comes, as she has already testified today, from a background in newscasting and journalism, and so that is an especial qualification that you bring to the Senate, Senator Hutchinson, which all of us appreciate.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Senator Voinovich, it's a pleasure to be back here with Senator Hutchison, and we hope to continue to bring more Texans to high office in the administration and elsewhere. But in all seriousness, it's a great honor to be here today to help introduce a good friend and a good Texan to the committee. I've had the honor to know Karen and her husband and for more than a decade and a half, and I commend the President for nominating her to be the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. I cannot think of a better person for this important position. You may recall, Mr. Chairman, that it was just not that long ago that official Washington was shocked that Karen Hughes, someone in a position of preeminence and power in the White House, a close advisor and confidant of the President, decided to go back home to Austin because of her family. Official Washington was shocked, but those of us who know her were not. She's always had her priorities straight. What you see is what you get. And what we see and what we've come to know is that Karen Hughes is not only an outstanding public servant, but a fine and decent human being with the right kind of priorities that we can all respect. But we're glad she came back and that she's willing to take on this this new and important assignment. America has a great story to tell, but unfortunately, we're just not very good at telling it, or we haven't been. In any event, we can do a whole lot better. And we know that opinions about our nation are often manipulated and distorted by those who fear freedom and fear liberty and fear the kind of influence that America can and does have in the world. As Secretary Rice noted when she announced Karen's nomination, all too few people in the world today know the goodness and the compassion and the generosity of the American people. And we simply must correct the misimpression if we are to succeed in changing hearts and minds as we pursue the global war on terrorism and its root causes. I have the utmost confidence in Karen as she begins the process of improving our public diplomacy efforts. As you've described and Senator Hutchison has described, she's had a long and distinguished career, and her communication skills are second to none. Karen's aware of the challenges that confront her, and notwithstanding her awareness of those challenges, she's willing to take this job on, and we're certainly glad that she has.